Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at covering second day of the show, and I'm with Jennifer Hoff, the president of Taffy, the company that puts on coverings, and she's the executive director of the show. Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We're having a great time here in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Let's talk quickly about your background, then get into the show. This is the second year you've done this show. Taffy took over running this show last year, and last year the show was in Orlando, right?
That's correct. So we had a great show last year, and we're building on all these successes, and so far so good.
One other thing I want to point out is that there are five owners of this show. It's one of the reasons the show does so well. To have owners involved always makes things perform a little better. Mm-hmm. So it's the American, Italian, and Spanish Tile Associations, and it's also the Contractor Association and the Distributor Association that owns the show, right?
That is correct, and it helps to make a robust show floor as well as attract attendees, that combination. We also have other pavilions from all over the world and machinery section and lots of stuff going on that floor.
All right. One of the things I'd like to point out is the education series that you do here is free. And we all know it costs money to do that because you've got to pay these speakers. And I think it's because the owners own the show and they want to make this a destination show to come to. And so I applaud that. Just tell us right off the bat here. Obviously, you probably don't have attendance numbers yet, but how are things looking so far?
Things are looking great. We have full aisles, full sessions, some standing room only. And with those educational sessions being free, we want to promote the use of tile and stone. And by having people have the opportunity to come and be educated and get CEUs, it's all good for the industry.
So this show's in Atlanta. It usually is in Orlando, and occasionally it moves out of Orlando. So how does that affect attendance?
Well, a lot of things affect attendance, regional, the way the economy's going, the way the world is going. So right now we are trending ahead of when we were here last time in Atlanta, and we won't know till the end, but things are looking good. Like I said, the aisles are crowded.
Now, what about exhibit space? Just the number of exhibitors you have.
We have over 1,100 exhibitors, and wall to wall, couldn't sell another space sold out. We're trending. We're signing up people for Orlando next year for 2019, and we're on the same trajectory. So we're very excited.
All right, that's good. You know, I attended the TCNA, the Tile Council of North America meeting this morning, and they told us big headline news is that from a dollar perspective, the tile market has surpassed the highest sales number in the United States pre-recession. So more tile was sold in 17 than has ever been sold before. That's good news, isn't it?
That is good news. And the health and welfare of the trade show projects that. The Center for Exhibition Industry Research Index is saying that the construction and building related trade shows are doing well.
All right. So let's talk about a couple other things. I know there's other highlights to the show. Tell us some other things that create energy in the show.
Well, we have a lot of old favorites, like the art tile courtyard with the tile dog houses that we'll be donating. And we also have the tiny houses in the installation design showcase.
On the dog houses, you've done that now for a couple of years, and you have exhibitors who are manufacturers of tile create these dog houses, and then they're donated. And this year they're going to some underground association or something like that, right?
Right. You might have seen some of that on reality TV with Rachel Ray. They are donating the dog houses to local areas in need. We actually have some of the dogs from a local shelter coming in each day and entertaining the attendees and interacting. The dog houses are gorgeous, and they're really fun to look at.
Now, this tiny house thing you're doing, I think this is the second year you've done that. And sitting with somebody last night that's involved with that, they're, I think, around 500 square feet. And they don't usually use tile in many of these houses, but they're excited to use this material, aren't they?
Yes. It's a live-action construction site in action with the architects and the design workers working with the people who are doing the installation real time. And we're going to have a celebration on Thursday afternoon to reveal the final products and have a great reception in that area. So we hope everyone can come by.
One other thing I'd like to point out, the industry knows that there are some categories of flooring that are growing very fast right now. And there's a connector in Atlanta that goes from Hall B to C, Hall B being the kind of the import hall and Hall C being more of the North American hall with all of the equipment and installation features. But in there, there's a video showing. It's kind of a comedy type of thing where you're talking about the benefits of tile. And this was actually put on by the show, right?
Yes, we developed a video, and it is to highlight the features of the products here with stone and tile as opposed to other materials. And we are excited to show the video and get the discussion going. And we've incorporated some of that discussion into our educational sessions as well.
Very interesting. I'd also like to point out, Jennifer, that you've just recently won an award for the highest women award in the Trade Show Association. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Oh, thank you for pointing that out. I was awarded the Women's Achievement Award for the International Association of Exhibitions and Events, and I flew back to D.C. and came back to Atlanta just to receive that. So very honored to have received the award, and was a real honor.
You're based in D.C., and this award, just by coincidence, was being given there? Is that where they were having their meeting?
Yes, they had an annual forum. The association is approximately 20,000 members, and so it's a big deal. Yeah. It was fun.
All right, so you mentioned we're going to Orlando next year, and then the next year you're going to New Orleans, right?
That is true. It's been a while since coverings went to New Orleans, but for some of you who have been around a while, you may know back in the 90s we did visit in New Orleans, and we're going to take it there and have a great show.
All right, well, that's great. Good to talk to you. Thanks for updating our listeners about the Coverings Expo. Again, been talking to Jennifer Hoff, the Executive Director of Coverings and President of TAFI, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.